Welcome to Beyond Reports, a podcast brought to you by GRI, where we hear how members of our global multi-stakeholder network are taking action to create a more sustainable economy and world. I'm your host, Davian Ford. Later in the program, I'll be speaking with renowned CSR consultant and member of GRI's Gold Community, Elaine Cohen, about the challenges facing businesses as they try to improve the quality of their sustainability reporting. But first, here's a wrap-up of developments in sustainability over the past month. The United Nations Global Compact has unveiled a multi-year strategy to drive business awareness and activity in support of the UN Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. The new strategy is called Making Global Goals Local Business and includes the establishment of the SDG Pioneers Program and Local Network SDG Action Plans. The announcement was issued at the opening of the 2016 UN Global Compact Leaders Summit at the United Nations in New York. GRI's Chief Executive Michael Meehan also spoke at the summit as part of a panel on the SDG Compass, which is a practical guide for business on how to contribute and report against the SDGs. The Global Sustainability Standards Board has released the second set of draft GRI sustainability reporting standards for public comment. This latest set of 30 topic-specific GRI standards is based on the aspects from the G4 guidelines, and each covers a separate sustainability topic, such as anti-corruption, emissions, biodiversity, or child labor, to name only a few. The new exposure drafts are part of the Transition to Standards project, which was initiated back in November of 2015. The project aims to combine the content of the G4 guidelines and the implementation manual to form a new set of modular, interlinked GRI standards. As part of the project, GRI's standards division has simplified language and created clearer requirements. This new structure will enable individual standards to be updated independently in the future. The drafts of the new GRI standards are open for public comment until the 17th of July, so now is your opportunity to review and comment on GRI standards by visiting the website globalreporting.org/standards. A new assessment report from the United Nations Environment Program has concluded that population growth, urbanization, and climate change are among a long list of factors contributing to a rapid increase in water and food scarcity around the globe. This and other findings are the result of 6 Global Environmental Outlook regional assessments, one for each of the world's regions as defined by the UN. The assessments involved more than 1,200 scientists and more than 160 governments and found that while the Earth's environment is degrading at an unprecedented rate, there's still time to address many of the worst impacts, such as damage to marine ecosystems and air pollution. And don't forget, you can find more news and information on our website, globalreporting.org. And now it's time for the interview, this month with Elaine Cohen, founder of the social and environmental business consulting firm Beyond Business LTD, the author of 3 books on corporate social responsibility, and a prolific blogger. Elaine is also a member of GRI's Gold Community. It was my pleasure to sit and chat with Elaine last month at the 5th GRI Global Conference. Elaine, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Davian.
Elaine, I know you work with businesses to create their sustainability reports, but you're also an avid reader of these reports. So what are some of the things that you see companies struggling with in doing reporting that's impactful in terms of being responsive to stakeholder concerns and the sustainability challenges facing business?
The first thing I think companies find very difficult is selecting the right framework. Although GRI is the leading framework, there are many, many other reporting frameworks and indicators and expectations of stakeholders and indices that companies really struggle to define which are the most important ones and then not do the others. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges that companies face. I think the second challenge that is really significant, and I believe companies are getting better, but it's about reporting impacts and outcomes rather than a whole shopping list of everything that they've ever done. A report is not an activity agenda. It should be a focused material account of how the company is making a difference in our lives. Companies find it difficult to report how they're making a difference rather than simply what they did. And finally, of course, the biggest thing that companies have a challenge with is bad news. No one wants to put bad news in a sustainability report. I always advise my clients to report good bad news, which means you should disclose if you've had a challenge or a particular difficulty, but you can position that in a good way, particularly if you describe what you've done to address that challenge or prevent recurrence of a problem.
What do you think needs to be done to motivate even more organizations to begin measuring and disclosing their sustainability impacts?
Well, legislation is always a great motivator, but often it motivates to the minimal common denominator. I think where we can see two real drivers that will change the motivation of companies is, firstly, large companies. Large companies these days around the world, the biggest, largest multinationals, they're more or less getting it. If they're able to really drive reporting through their supply chain, that's a real motivator for their suppliers because their business is at stake. And I've seen that with the many businesses that I've worked with. So I think large companies can do and should do more to make demands and encourage their supply chain to report. I think the second thing is you want to motivate a business, convince the CEO. I mean, it really is as simple as that. If the CEO is convinced that reporting adds value to the business, she will make it happen.
So thousands of organizations around the world have had many years of sustainability reporting experience. What do these businesses need to be doing to improve the quality of their reporting?
You don't go from your first sustainability report being the absolute best report you could ever produce. It'll take several years of perfecting your process in order to get a better quality of report.
Finally, what major challenges are out there when it comes to unlocking the full potential of sustainability reporting as a tool for transformational change?
Well, I mentioned the CEO already, and the CEO is very instrumental to using reporting as a tool for transformational change. How many CEOs really talk about the sustainability reporting process? How many CEOs really talk about transparency internally and externally? And, you know, we shouldn't be too surprised that when the CEO of any business makes a bold statement externally or internally, then that has a very immediate ability to make change quite powerfully. The other challenge is the sense of context, consistency, and completeness in reporting. Part of the limitation of reporting today is that it tends to be bits of information in a fragmented way, which doesn't necessarily reflect a certain consistency of approach year on year. And that's why we tend to rely less on the information that we find in reporting. I think if we could overcome the challenge of presenting information in a way which has the right context, where there is consistency year on year and sort of completeness year on year, then I think that would make a difference. If I'm reviewing a report of a company, for example, I never look at one report. I always look at least one, maybe two or three prior reports. You can't take a single report in isolation, and I think our expectation is that we can read a report and you know, that's it. I think the big challenge is for companies to understand and to develop a consistency over time in reporting.
Elaine, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be on the podcast, and of course a pleasure to be associated with GRI and to help advance reporting throughout the world.
You're listening to Beyond Reports, GRI's monthly podcast series. And don't forget, you can find more news, research, and other content on sustainability reporting by visiting our website, globalreporting.org. Okay, it's time for Empowering Action, where we look at some of the pressing challenges around the world and tell you what we're doing to help people use sustainability data to take action. This month, some info about a content development project we've started, and also some details about our latest leadership initiative. Whether large or small, businesses can have major impacts on the human rights of not just their employees, but also their customers and people living in communities where companies operate. But as it's not always easy for companies to know how operations are affecting human rights, at GRI, We're developing guidance for businesses that want to take a proactive stance. GRI's Knowledge Unit is in the process of developing a half-day in-person workshop on human rights and sustainability reporting. The workshop will present the business case for human rights reporting and demonstrate how GRI standards can help companies be more transparent about their human rights impacts. And that workshop content will also be converted into a module within our e-learning program. For more information on the human rights and sustainability reporting content we have in the pipeline, please contact our Knowledge Unit at knowledge@globalreporting.org. And finally, GRI announced a new leadership initiative last month at the Global Conference, the Digital Reporting Alliance. For more, here's the director of GRI's Standards Division, Bastian Buck.
This initiative is structured around two key challenges in our industry: the lack of structured data and information, and the lack of demand for digital reporting. We're going to address this through this leadership initiative. We're planning to organize the technical infrastructure around digital reporting, namely an XBRL taxonomy and a platform to file reports. And secondly, we're going to create demand for digital reporting, specifically lining up stakeholders behind one concerted effort to request digitally reported information by companies.
And I'll have more information for you about the GRI Digital Reporting Alliance in the months ahead. Don't forget, you can find more information and news on sustainability reporting by visiting our website, globalreporting.org. That's all for this month's edition of Beyond Reports, a podcast brought to you by GRI. Be sure to join us again next month. Till then, remember, it's not the report that matters, it's what you do with that information that can really make a difference.